Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. He joins us on WWL. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good. The Super Bowl is this weekend, so let's talk about the impact of the Super Bowl in any city that it's in, and it will be in New Orleans again soon, and we've got the Final Four coming up. When we hear about the economic impact, can you tell us exactly how that plays out?
So it's really interesting from the standpoint of, and every city's different, and depending upon the size of the city, the impact can be dramatic from the standpoint of smaller markets like New Orleans. They have the ability to leverage a lot of those marketing dollars that are being spent by outside agencies, bring awareness of different things that are going on within the, you know, for say New Orleans and our New Orleans region. Mm-hmm. It can be extremely impactful, especially when you start to consider all of the hotels and the different restaurants and different things that we have, because we are set up perfectly to be able to host these types of events, providing public transit and restaurants on every corner. It's the city of New Orleans is set up very well to be able to host these events. I mean, you mentioned the Super Bowl. Excuse me. We're looking at 2025 for the next Super Bowl, and that will be our 11th time hosting a Super Bowl. I think right now Miami is the only city that's hosted it more than New Orleans. So that just goes to show you what a great job we do. Unfortunately, it got pushed back by a year because of the addition of games in the season. So 2024, it was going to overlap with Mardi Gras, so we had to bump it to 2025. But I also think that gives us a great opportunity to really look and see what we need to do regionally in the New Orleans MSA, Tangipahoa, regionally to see how do we best showcase New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana to all of these eyes that are going to be upon us again.
But what does it mean to the average citizen? What does it mean to somebody who's going to, have an account at Metairie Bank? What does it mean to the average person in the city when we hear about economic impact?
Well, so there's a lot of things that go into it from the standpoint of, I want to say, back in 2013, the last time we hosted it, we had it was like a $480 million or $500 million economic impact. So what does that do? That brings a lot of tax dollars in. A lot of these small businesses that are in and around all of the different areas and the different Super Bowl experiences and NFL experience things that they bring in, all of these small businesses they benefit. They benefit from increased sales. It was kind of crazy. I was reading on this, and it's almost 50-50 of the $500 million. It's almost 50-50 of primary and secondary spending. So all of this money that's coming in, these are people that are going to small businesses that are supporting all of these businesses, and especially following the pandemic, all of our restaurants and all of our hospitality industry and all they need the support that they can get. So what does it mean? It means more dollars in their pockets. Yeah. It means more opportunities to showcase their small businesses as well.
Yeah, if you drop a rock in a pond, there's this ripple effect going out in all directions.
The dollar ripple effect.
That's kind of what happens. And because if a business makes more money, then that business owner has more money to spend in other businesses that might not even be related to the Super Bowl.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And maybe some of the businesses associated with the Super Bowl are right there, right around the Superdome and the CBD in that area. But if the business owner that makes really good money during that time, if they live in Tangipahoa Parish or if they live in St. Bernard and they're now going to those businesses out there, they're supporting businesses that maybe, so you didn't have a direct impact associated with the Super Bowl, but they're right. Supporting other businesses out. So the ripple effect is very real.
Yeah. So when we hear about economic impact, we might think that it doesn't touch us, and it might not be obvious that it touches us with a flood of money. But you know, many of us in the community are affected by the money that's made by others who are directly associated with that, and then the money is spent in our businesses or with what we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Final Four is coming up. That's going to be huge.
Yeah, I agree. All sporting events that it's just sorry, I'm tongue tied.
That's all right.
All sporting events where you have a following, where you have the opportunity to bring, and especially now when we can bring people back into the stadiums, and all, you know, it's a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah.
For our region. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say this has been Money Trends with Paul Myers. No, great information. And, I like taking something like, you know, we hear about economic impact, and it's just such a broad term that I want people to know, you know, when we watch the game this weekend in Los Angeles, I want people to remember that we're going to get it here in a couple of years, and the economic impact is going to really affect so many of us, even if we're not directly associated with the game itself.
No, absolutely. It always, the ripple effect in anything, in any good industry or any good opportunity to bring in and showcase New Orleans, the ripple effect is going to be felt throughout the non-parish New Orleans MSA and even as far as Tangipahoa and Washington parishes. It's going to be felt. So it's always a great thing. And Scoot, if I may,
yeah.
You know, last week I wanted to thank you for the kind words that you had for Ron Sanford and his passing. He really enjoyed coming on your show and enjoyed having these discussions with you. And he did a much, much better job than I do. But I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, Paul, you're doing a great job. And I everything that I said about Ron Sanford was from the heart. He was just a very gentle, interesting guy that had a lot of experience in life, and it was fun to talk to him, and I'm sorry that he's no longer with us, but you know, I hope he's at peace and in a better place.
He was a prince, a great leader, someone who really believed in giving back to the community. A tremendous banker, mentor, and friend. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. It was very kind of you.
Well, you're welcome. And you know, look, the tradition of Metairie Bank continues of being a community bank and connecting with the public. And Metairie Bank now celebrating 75 years in business, and it's where I got my first car loan. So this has been Money Trends with Paul Myers, who is North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. Paul, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Scoot. Have a great week.